April 4th, 2010, a Sawat from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Happy Easter. Start off with John Coltrane doing Dear Lord, and then Delta with Mass. And once again, we're at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point with Brother Matt after
the bunny hop.
Two shows of hiatus, Brother Matt.
Back in action.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, you went and saw some baseball?
Yeah. I had the pad kind of in turmoil here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we had to, like, pack up to move to nowhere so the Terminator dude could come in to kill bugs that I didn't have, and then I had to move back.
They were in the ladies' pad
downstairs,
doing all the complaining.
Yeah. So that was kind of inconvenient, but let's call it deep spring cleaning.
Yeah, because now there's some different orientation, especially where I'm located.
Yeah, a little bit of a little change.
It's a little more zen, and then you got this righteous dresser.
Yeah, that thing's bitching. I got a bitching table in the other room.
Yeah.
So some killer big old wooden stuff.
Yeah. So then. What was the baseball thing, Arizona?
Yeah. So I split to, in between the packing and moving back part, split to Arizona and watched some spring training baseball down at Camelback Ranch in Glendale. It's time for Dodgers baseball.
That's right.
Went down there and it was really bitching. I'd always wanted to check out spring training. And the Cactus League is really cool because not all the clubs, there's still the Grapefruit League in Florida. But the Cactus League has got so many clubs so close together that you can get all kinds of different ball games within a few minutes of each other. The farthest game's like Tucson's an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dodgers' second year there. So it was really cool checking out their setup. They share it with the White Sox. But it's really bitching. There's all kinds of fields around it, and then there's the stadium. So
who looked good?
Ethier whacked a big old dinger. That was killer. The new shortstop, Jamie Carroll, he made an awesome play. Pitching was awesome. I think it's going to be cool. Cool year ahead. I got my tickets for opening day.
Was one of the games up there where the cat hit his ma in the chest? Or was that in Florida? This guy hits a foul ball, and it turns out it's his ma.
Oh, man.
She was okay. Yeah, what a bummer.
I think the Angels dude had his, I think it was the Angels had the guy ripped a foul ball and busted his windshield.
His own.
Yeah, of all the cars he could have hit, he hit the bosses.
Oh, he hit the bosses.
Yeah, the bosses windshield.
Yeah, that's better. I thought it was his own. Well, this, I can't remember his name, but it was a few days ago. And then, the week before that, that was the pack-up.
Yeah, packing week. It was a couple weeks of...
Because I was with Skipper Jeff, first on his boat and then in his pad. And, first time I saw you back was Thursday. You were at the picture.
The photo thing out at the Bergamot there. It was
Santa
really,
Monica.
Really bitching.
Pedro guys came to see Pedro in Santa Monica. Steve Lopez just came up to me and said that. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I wanted to throw the props out for breaking the new ground in the photographic realm. Breaking out the skills there, because you got so many bitching pictures, and for so long, so many people have been digging on them, me being one of them. It was really cool to get to see them.
See them printed, wasn't that?
Yeah, printed, framed up, they're beautiful.
Framed on white wall.
Yeah.
Nothing like sitting there looking at a computer screen, which is how I always witnessed them.
Yeah, really cool. And a lot of different types of people out there. It was really
cool.
Mingling, rapping the people.
Huh?
Just talking to different people was really cool.
Heard John Olgin went there yesterday. You know, San Pedro. Does he run the aquarium?
He used to.
Or
I think he's like the... he kind of retired, but he's recognized as the official wizard of the place.
Yeah, he's like rode his boat around. Him and his wife rode the boat around Catalina.
Yeah, they've had some pretty wild adventures. Quite a life for those guys.
Yeah. I always see him at the polar bear swim.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him this year though because I was in Tokyo. But he's first one in.
Oh yeah, he usually
goes out there with the king and queen.
Yeah, I think he's still out there every day swimming.
Yeah, I see him a lot. He's something else. Here's another older gentleman, Charlie Plymell from Cherry Valley.
It's up there. It's down there. It's time and space. It's like slaves running in front. Daylight brings an hourglass of sand and bones, athwart an ocean wave. The moon has a lonely wound that can reach into your cave. The moon has a lonely wound that can reach into your cave. Slaves running in front of their masters like a heavy swell before a hurricane. Daylight brings an hourglass of sand and bones athwart an ocean wave. The moon has a lonely wound that will reach into your cave. It's up there. It's down there. It's time and space and life, and there is no escape, no other train out of here. For those who carry harm, there is no way out of the brain. Swim and play above the commerce of the day. Bring joy to distant eyes of red clouds and black skies. Untether the soul like a wayward leaf in the fall, when northern lights drum above the cold, whisper to your dog that you will never grow old. Untether the soul like a wayward leaf in fall, when northern lights drum above the cold. It's up there, it's down there, it's time and space.
Thank you.
Beyond Baroque, or
it was the old Venice City Hall.
But so yeah. Minutemen Acoustic at one of those spots.
We played electric. Or, in fact, Beyond Baroque was where we met Bob Stiers.
Oh,
it was right around when Buzzer Howl came out. Talking to Brother Matt here about something I did last Sunday, a week ago from today. Robert Tall Bob had a film called Artist as a Young Dog, and I improvised bass behind it while it played. And it was trippy sitting in that room. I remembered being there years ago, maybe 27, playing with the Minutemen. Also, when I got well from the sickness 10 years ago, Richard Hell read there. And I went there, Richard Bonnie took me there, and my gown, I wore my fucking hospital scrubs, like, fuck you, sickness, you didn't kill me. Like, I was still weak.
Man, it's been 10 years already.
I wasn't healed yet. Shit was almost spilling out of me still in the tank. Yeah, 10 years ago last month, well, or February was the surgery. It was on leap day, so every 4 years I have to really actually go through it, the memory. But we started out with Charlie Plimel doing It's Time and Space. Barbatel Bob's an old Brannaman. He's an old a buddy of Charlie. They're both from Kansas and involved with the Beat people. Charlie printed the first underground comic. Associate. You know, these older gentlemen, it's trippy. You listen to them because they lived wild lives, you know? And now, you know, like I said, older gentlemen. And you always think of older folks like as just, I don't know, tired and didn't do shit. But that's because you're seeing them then. You never saw them in the younger days. Yeah.
Old school classics.
And what Tom Bob was telling me, wow, some wild stuff. Seeing R&B in these joints. Mm. And just the whole scene. 60s San Francisco. He's a nice man, though. I'm going to do some more stuff with him, just like with Charlie. After that, we heard from Chris Kroger with Polska Drinks, Chris from Texas, and then Sunburst Chemicals by the Seven Fields Affiliate, and that's Mo. Mo, I saw last week with, maybe I said this on the show, we had John Blazing on the show for old days. He was younger than us, but he was around here. They had a band called Salvation Army.
Right.
D. Boone, New Alliance, we put out. And, but the night before, I saw Tobacco, and Mo plays with him. And she gave me the album. Maybe I talked about this, but there were some kids outside. Oh, excuse me, I'm going to repeat myself. But there were some kids outside, and they... I was walking into the thing. It's in Orange County. And, hey, you want to buy a beer? You know, there's a liquor store block way. And I goes, how old are you guys? I thought they wanted me to buy a beer. No, no, no. You want to buy this 40? And I go, well, how much? And they go, like, well, for however much you want to spend. Because we need $6 to get in the show. So I bought and it was Bud Light. Still in the refrigerator. I didn't drink it.
Did they know that they were going to see you, or you were just some guy?
I wasn't going to play. I was seeing the Tobacco. He has the band Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Okay.
But which is for his touring. Mm-hmm. But this is him, just him and Mo. And Mo's got, I guess everybody in that band has their own albums, too. Mm. And it was a great show. In fact, a dude called me up. Met me at the show, said he could get me black and yellow Converse. So I got to call him. A cat named Marshall, who knew Willie. Mm. I guess Willie had stayed at his house for 2 or 3 days and was making him insane. I think Willie wants to do some banging this summer, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. Small world, huh? You know Willie? Willie Walton.
Yeah.
You know.
Horn man.
He, last time I saw him was when playing with Light up in K-Town. And he got booted from the club. He's kind of baracho. They wouldn't sell him a beer, so he called the bartender a bitch, and the boss came. I had to sit down with the boss and him, you know. I'm older than both of them. Yes. They let him play trumpet with me, and then threw him right out or something. I felt bad for Willie. I think he's back in Indiana now. Yeah, you know what? I found this old album. I forgot about. It's a live compilation of stuff. It's put out by San Francisco people. It was called Rap Music for Rat People or something. I can't exactly know the particulars, but Minuteman had a song on it, and Butthole Surfers and Big Boys and so on. Let's play that now.
Cool.
Don't
Watch for Pedro show. We're talking about Bob Stiers. He's going to probably be next year in Albuquerque for sure.
Hey, Bob.
So if we're going to have him on the show, it's going to have to be some kind of link up like we did with Miss Pete, who, by the way, thinks I'm a certain kind of print company's monkey now. Sorry. Sorry. The red shirts were out again, you know, about the red shirts and the yellow shirts in Bangkok.
Mm.
Yeah. Kind of a
protest deal.
Yeah, right, right. Shit, we gotta get enlightened by her.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, when I come back. I'm leaving Wednesday for the first four Stooges gigs of this year. They're all in France with this James Williamson version of the rest of us are the same, but he's new man aboard, and it's mainly Raw Power and Kill City stuff.
Cool.
And the first gig is Friday. We leave Wednesday. It's in Quimper, France. Probably not pronouncing that right. I should tell you what we just heard. We heard JFA doing Middle America. All this stuff was live. It's from this compilation, Rat Music for Rat People, Volume 2. For some reason, I'm thinking of a guy named Paul Ratt, and I think he was a promoter up there. I know Dave Ratt really well. He's a Southern California guy who had made a PA company. There's no connection. But anyway, before JFA was the Dicks with Legacy of Man, and then Minuteman with Fake Contest, Big Boys before that with History. Hey there, Tim Kerr. And Butthole Surfers with the Butthole Surfers theme song. And Gibby just had a son, I think. Him and Missy in Brooklyn. So congrats to him on that.
Those compilations are a cool way to get turned on to a bunch of new bands.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you get, yeah, a little taste. There was a lot of those things out before there was internet to really find out about bands.
Yeah, Radio Tokyo.
But they call them samplers,
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Samplers.
Yeah.
Even when I was a teenager, it'd be on the sleeves of the albums. You would see these things. I think the big labels and some, like, Lost Leader thing.
K-Tel Hits.
There was those, too. K-Tel was some... That guy ended up working for Eazy-E. But these were like Warner Brothers or something. You'd open up, get the album, the sleeve would have, they'd have samples.
Mm, yeah.
You could get cheap and get songs that maybe weren't on the regular albums. But with the indies, there was a lot of compilations. That's the first New Alliance record, Cracks in the Sidewalk. Mm. That was six different bands. Then we did Chunks, which was, I don't know, 12 bands. And then the Mighty Feeble and Feeble Efforts compilations. We got into that too. It was a way, it was sort of like a gig where you have different bands on the bill. I thought it was a good thing.
Who was that first band on the bill the other night at Harold's?
You know, I said their name after we played and then I forgot it like a fuckhead.
That was a fun night.
I tried to remember yesterday. Brother Matt's talking about Friday. Vinny Vegas had this thing. SPB Special Pink Bunnies or something. But it's a party of skater guys, and it's in different towns. Last year was Denver, and this year was San Pedro. And he brought them down to Harold's. Full-grown men with skateboards. It was a trip. But they are very cool. The whole thing was, again, the mix of the Harold local with the out-of-towner people who just come to see gigs. And first two songs of the Missing Men set, Raul let... Little,
yeah,
Nicky Figueroa.
He rocked.
Yeah. Nicky played drums. This cat was 12 years old. I don't know how his pop, Rudy, got him in, but.
Jammed on some Minuteman tunes.
A little man with a gun in his hand and, Glory of Man. Mm. He was jamming on it.
Yeah, he did great.
Everybody was really close on him, checking it out. It was a good gig. We played a little softer, so I think it was one of our better sounding gigs at that pad. I blew some clams, so not too bad. And then Todd Angelier did Toys That Kill.
Yeah.
He hasn't played with them in a while, and they were great. And then a band called Hightower. And I asked when we were playing, you know, Rahul told me the name of the band. I go, Hightower, Reverend Hightower. That's a character in William Faulkner's Light of August. Great story, man. I read that in France. I was on tour. Like in 3 days, I was so enthralled. But the bass guy told me it was something about a movie called Police Academy or something.
Oh. Yeah, different wrong. Hightower.
Wrong. Not Reverend Hightower, just Hightower movie. I don't know what it was. As soon as there's some more music.
crocodile. Oh, don't cry, Mr. Crocodile. I love forever your smile. Near the river, the water crocodile. Say thank you and smile. You are surprised and say, what a smile. Come near me, says the crocodile.
Bubba Smith was Hightower in that Police Academy thing, Brother Matt and
yeah.
me too. And
Moses
he was a Raider, an Oakland Raider.
Yeah.
We just heard some stuff. All For Now, a band with fellow McDonough's and John Dietrich, two guys I'm going to record with this summer in August. John part of Deerhoof and Thullum part of Sigoti, which we heard right after. Thousands Killed Today Again, and that's their next album, third Sigoti album. So I got a sneak preview of that. And then we heard Crocodile Smile by Traffic Lights Orchestra from Italy. And speaking of which, Italy. El Sogno del Marinaio album, Almost Mixed. Stefano Andrea. They sent me some stuff that it's really trippy sounding. Yeah, they did a beautiful job. I'm really proud of them. It puts me in my bass in a different place. Even though it's a power trio, it's...
They get a whole different context. Take on it, huh?
Yeah, the way they play, because where they're coming from. And, I can't wait for it to come out. We played one last week. But I have to talk with them on that. We're at the end of the first hour of the April 4th, 2010, Easter edition, Watt for Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two.
Made it.
April 4th, 2010. This is the second hour of a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Start off the second hour. Something from Vietnam. Ryther, which is his name he operates under, Nguyen Hong Giang, with a tune called Anti, very soothing. Mm. And then we heard some three things from Japan: Karma by Nightwalker, Vegas Night by Electric Eel Shock, and First Day by Metome. Metome. Or Me to Me. Hmm. I think Ramaji Metome. Yeah, I should explain about that picture thing. Thursday at Bergamot Station, Santa Monica, was the first time actually had my pictures I take at the crack of dawn with the sunrise and the pelicans and Pedro, you know, my town, and they put them on a wall in a gallery. And Brother Matt was righteous to be there because I was very insecure. Raymond, too, man. I'm so glad he came. Kind of weird. I hope it... You know, I always set them on my flow list because I can't write everybody all the time, but I thought, hey, maybe they want to see what I see when I'm peddling. I don't know. Kind of learning about this stuff. In fact, there was two professional photographers or whatever, and they with big fancy cameras, and they were learning me stuff about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, a neat mix of people. Everyone seems to be having really good things to say about it, so everyone's enjoying it. Everyone's been enjoying those pictures for years. It's neat to get to see them, photography skills getting the props now. Yeah, a bitchin' view of the homeland.
Yeah, up close, Pedro. Who was telling me something about Turmel Island? There's a little... research thing that Jack Barrich was telling me. They're going to try getting bigger on. Turn it into something like a Scripps kind of thing like they got down south. Yeah. Because Pedro, he said, was very singular, according to these scientists, for having so much nature close to industry. Yeah. So... that would be a trip. That would be great. Anybody studying this place, you know, for cutting down on the foulance is okay with me.
Yeah, because having dolphins come inside, that's a pretty major sign that things are a little better than they used
to be. Sometimes I see them in there, in the bay. And the sea lions are there all the time. Yeah, it's probably better, but we could probably get it cleaner. Yeah. I always seen the no nadar sign.
Yeah, the storms hacked the beach up, man. And the whole beach is gorillas. It's a totally different place right now.
You know, that can kind of, you know, I think it's a natural consequence. But the real bad thing of the storms is the runoff and all the poison that don't get filtered and goes right into the sea. Mm. And ask the surfers about that, you know. But, you know, it's been a couple of weeks we haven't had spin cycle. So, it's real bitching, Brother Matt, that we get to get you here.
Cool.
So, spin cyclage.
Bitching.
Bring it on. Okay.
See me get raw with my southpaw style. See me get raw with my southpaw style.
This time.
I wanted to make the coolest soundtrack for an Easter egg hunt. Put lots of wobble into it for Easter today.
Some wobbling. Very good. Oh, yeah, and I remembered Albuquerque, home of the Dukes.
Yeah.
Triple A team for the Dodgers. So, Alzheimer doesn't win this time. Well, it won the battle, but not the war. Let's listen to some hardcore.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch!
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch!
Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch!
Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch!
I can't move, I can't
do it! Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch!
They turn around when they hear my bottle hit the fucking ground. And I've got a big old smile on my face as the bartender threw me out of their place. That's right. I'm fucked up, yeah. And I don't give a shit. I'm fucked up, yeah. Who really gives a shit? I'm fucked up, yeah. And I don't give a shit. I'm fucked up, yeah. And I don't give a shit. Thank you.
stupid brain. Kill for Jesus, I kill for Christ, I kill for God, and the rest to survive. I survive. And then I watch out too, I'm being born thing. Now I can't walk your stupid brain. Kill for Jesus, I kill for Christ, I kill for God, and the rest to survive. Yes, I am. But that's what touch us.
God will just kill you. You.
But that's so special. But they can touch us now. God will just kill you. You. What life's so special. But that can touch me. Cause I'll just kill you. Yeah. Why you're so special. But that's what touch you. Cause I'll just kill you. Kill you. Yeah.
From Pedro Show. That was Punk Church by the Consumers. Before that, we had Unlike You, Beyond Trash Wall. I think they're from Brazil. Consumers were actually from Arizona, Phoenix. Ain't That Fucking Great by 3CR, they're England. Fucked Up by DMF, they're Orange County. And started off with GDMFSOB. By Bad Posture, and I think they were in Arkell. They had a huge singer, a guy 6'8" or something. And that'll do it for second hour, April 4th, 2010, Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three.
Cool.
April 4th, 2010, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. me to feel like I'm alone. I can reach that destination on my own. Along the way, and I can't will them all to just disappear these days. And why should I ever be granted release when years ago I wished to live days like these? Now if I'm ever crying over,
from Pedro Show. Started the third hour off with some stuff from England. First up was Poets of England by the Vermin Poets. That's Billy Childish's newest thing. He's on bass. His wife's on drums. Some other cat on guitar. You know about him? He's a Renaissance man. Many, many records. Kind of garagey trip. He's cool. We Never Win by Whales and Cubicles. After that, Hoops by Drop the Ball. Did you read that mean thing in the, about Kobe in the Times?
Oh, no.
Some op-ed piece saying Kobe is not happy, man. He's a talented man, but not happy, man.
Rich
that was
man.
Bilige. Anyway, after that was Nemi by Kabuki. And finally, Interesting Times by Midnight Boatman. Music from England. I'll
so he just
next month with Stooges.
Kobe just got the big extension.
So he's Laker for life. You know. And this guy, God, I can't remember his name, TJ or something. He was very sad with Kobe not having good attitude. op-ed piece. You saying you met Steve McKay?
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool at the photo things that the other night.
Yeah, because we went there right after practice.
Mm-hmm.
Very serious practice. Yeah. Iggy-san, a very focused man.
The last one before you guys head out.
It was a great thing, though, to get the band together. My hands were like as big as my kayak power. I could have kayaked. My hands were so big and swollen, but it was a good thing.
So you got a couple more paddle sessions in. You going to get any paddling on the road?
I don't know.
Inland?
France? If the opportunity's there, sure. Big time. Last week we had John Blazing on the show at Skipper Jeff's pad, and he gave me his new solo album. So let's hear some of that.
I'm so glad I lost my head. I'm dancing in. I'm so glad. corner. Straight into the corner.
Come on.
Hi, Hank Markell.
Yeah, hi, I'm interested in reserving a room for tonight. Do you have vacancies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And let me ask you this, how much does it cost for a room for two people?
Overnight.
Oh, yeah, overnight.
$19.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great bargain. That's a great, you know, you have the best bargain in town about? About for that? Now, let me ask you this, for single bed, right?
Yeah, just single bed.
Okay, now let me ask you this: when they get the Delvecchio method interred within, did the youngsters do it?
I can't hear you.
Well, when the youngsters did it with the Delvecchio method, they didn't have it.
Have what?
Well, they had the salami meat with the cervix menstruating Barners. Now, at the Hi Hat Hotel, do you allow youngsters to urinate on the floor if they smash bullfrogs on the head with sledgehammers?
No, I don't know.
Now, if I went to the bathroom and I found 11 bullfrogs gagging on clumps of hair, do you think that I could desiccate them and eat the vital organs? If I wouldn't be breaking the law, that is.
Yeah.
Would that be acceptable to the morals of your decency?
Yeah.
You know, the legless eunuch banded together and clumped with the corn stalks reproduced from all over 90 cases.
Yeah, you want to rent overnight, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Can you take my name?
Okay. What's your name?
Perry Strump.
Huh?
Perry Strump.
Very
done. Strump.
Yeah, okay.
It rhymes with hump.
Okay, what time you come here?
About 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
We're coming from another dimension, beyond the beams of electrons, beyond that which is known. We are vibrating very rapidly in a higher energy level, but we plan to be with you. Will you accept us?
You come to here, okay?
One more information. Tell me what they did with the youngsters. Did the youngsters do it?
What?
Did the youngsters meet the salami unit? Did the youngsters do it with the salami unit which they had? I was trying to find out. I talked to Karen. I talked to Sarah. I talked to Barry. They didn't have any of the information that I wanted. Please, please let me know. Else I can't come to the Hi Hat Hotel.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, you come here and...
Barry had the plexiglass. Do you got the tubes that were inserted into the nasal passages? Hello?
claustrophobic, scared of the mic, hopeless. But K-Mac talked me through it now. Ooh, wee, when we do it, it's a beautiful thing. The limelight is a beautiful dream, beautiful scheme. Fruitful labor, profit what you put in, get what you pay for. Never mind the naysayers, nosy neighbors. Y'all are not who we play for. I know you pray for my demise. You don't wanna see it shining, hide your eyes. Though a lot of haters wanna see me gone, got my eyes on the prize like a Mike Meek clone. Y'all ain't prepared for me. I'm all wings and teeth like I was part of Doom Tree. I'm DIY till I DIE. A million indie kids wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. I'm DIY till I DIE. A million indie kids wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. Wanna be like between failure and fame, the line is narrow. But I'm indie hip hop down to my bone marrow. Got a crew on cue, we're the Boots Riley. And my crew is true, just try me. No Ivy League or no ivory sneakers, just old school rhymes like boombox speakers. Never mind the leakers, it's all me. Every damn track I ever made, it's all free. At 3monthyfears.com, worldwide family. So if I ain't got mom, I got Tom at MySpace. Track me on Twitter, antifeminist.com, a go-getters. All I'm gonna ever be, and you can get that with the money back guarantee. It's apparent we are the heirs to the throne. Holla at me, rhyme sayers, pick up a phone. I'm DIY till I DIE. A million indie kids wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. I'm DIY till I DIE. A million indie kids wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. Wanna be like. I'm DIY till I DIE. A million indie kids wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. I'm DIY till I DIE. A million indie kids wanna be like me. Wanna be like me. Wanna be like. Clap with me, y'all. On the twos and fours. Set on the twos and fours. Don't make me bruise your nose. D-I-Y till I-D-I-E. That's me.
Live from Pedro's show. That was Baby Jane. I think she's from Illinois with DIY, Be Like Me. And then we heard an early version of a tune called Skeletone by a new band from Montreal called Citizen Kane. Before that was John Truby with Call to a Motel, which is him calling up some motel. Being sick. And straight into the corner, something new from Howard Am. It's a Graham Lewis remix. Graham Lewis, bass player, Wire. And start off with John Blazing, and the plants look dead. Which is like what he was telling me was like when he visited his sister, Lamita, who lives by MacArthur Park, because he said there's no nobody on the street. There's no neighborhood kind of thing. And he has that where he lives. And I remember MacArthur Park, pretty intense neighborhood. Who did I see there?
Choir Boys?
I saw a reggae show out there once. And the Scream used to be there. Elks
yeah,
Lodge.
Yeah.
So he used to play there.
Yeah, I've been at a bunch of parties in that spot.
Yeah. Yeah, Twan was... at both the gig and the hanging in Pedro.
Yeah, he's been around these days. And old Bullock too is back in Pedro, so he's been hanging up in Vancouver. So
right
in the homeland.
Tripped on meeting Tom Watson after the gig.
Yeah, they're looking at each other and I know you. It's like, of course you do. It's like, no. So yeah, they had dinner once again, back with our friend Allison
Martinello.
Yeah. So that was a cool little small world.
Yeah, Cindy Yang was there too. Cindy Yang would get calls from Captain Beefheart.
Wow.
Hey, Cindy. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And she's doing music on her own now. She just got back from Taiwan.
Yeah, she's real cool. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, good people. That gig was packed, man. Whew.
I was glad I got down there early.
You know, Umbrae circles around there.
Yeah.
And you,
yeah,
give him the hard-ass looks and stuff.
You don't know what to make of it.
They don't shut it down.
You don't know what to make of it. There's a little brawl.
Was there a brawl?
Yeah, yeah. They got him out pretty quick, pretty smooth. But, okay. Yeah, a little brawl. But then they let him back
when
in later
happening?
On. I think before you guys went on, I think when
I
the
was
first
boot,
yeah, yeah, when you guys were setting up, I think.
I didn't even notice it.
This little Pedro. Can't take the Pedro out of Pedro.
But it didn't stop anything.
No, no, not at all. Everything worked real smooth. It was just like part of the event.
Yeah, nobody tried to take my bass.
Nothing unusual.
It was. There was guys, I was playing, and dudes were like inches from my face. It was an intimate gig. It was cool. A lot of baseball hats.
Yeah, there wasn't room for probably anybody else.
No. Yeah. Let's hear our final chunk of music.
No te enojes, perdóname otra vez.
It's the end of the world. I'll share a thousand pearls, one on enemies don't come near. That ship we build was built to go down, but the time that we're born to drown, fighting for something, what it is there. Look at all these corpses right in front of me. Look at the dead soldier. Something about
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the last chunk of music for this edition with Hoy No Quiero by Bird Mad Girl. Bird Mad Girl. They're an East LA band. Good stuff. Then we heard Capstone by Writer Name. I think they're Seattle. Trippy. Writer Name. WriterName. It sounds like Writer Name. Right?
Yeah.
Her name.
Yeah.
H-E-R. And then Space Broker by Anawana. I think he's a Lebanon guy living in Spain. And Don't Stop Dreaming by Autumn Sunshine. They're Moscow. Going to play there later this summer.
Cool.
St. Petersburg. The Stooges. And then Don't Expect a Stradivarius by Teodora. Maybe New York?
Very worldly set.
Yeah. Worldly. World music. There was a guy at that picture thing. He said he played 13 years with Peter Gabriel. That's what they call world music, right?
Yeah, I think he kind of delves into that stuff.
The world music.
He's got orchestra music now. This new
that's what the guy said. He's been scissored the whole band because now they got a symphony. I think it's the L.A. one. Of Matt, happy Easter to you.
Yes, yes, happy Easter.
Thanks again once having me aboard here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. The
Certainly.
New renovated, deep cleansed, rearranged sort of. We still got the mini, the couch and pad. The
yeah, comfort zone still
comfort
pretty
zone
thick.
Is still at least half the pad.
Abundant.
So it's righteous.
Yeah. It's a Love Grotto mode.
Yeah. And the next show I do is probably going to be in France. So
cool. Ooh la la.
I see you
Magnifique.
When I get back on 18th.
Excellent.
And I think 9-10 days I'm here before I leave again for Spain and England. So in between that, we'll do another show.
Yeah, well, happy trails.
Yeah,
rock
thank
out.
Thank you much. It's scary, but we got to burst the water on 2010 Stooges. I'm wearing black Levi and black flannel now.
Oh, cool.
So I'll be soiling that outfit. Until then, I can't wait to see you again.
Excellent.
Whoa, we just had an earthquake.
Yeah, a roller. Rolling in the wild kingdom.
I think everything's okay, though.
Yeah, I heard a crack in the wall.
Oh, I forgot to mention. If you go to gifhorse.com, that's GIFHORSE. .com. It'd be great to have anyone with the gumption to come on aboard and give us some a little scene. You can see me up there. Mr. Horse would glad to add to the stable, I think. It's been April 4th, 2010 edition Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.